It's time now for Where's Art with Annie Dugan. And Annie Dugan, of course, the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our guest every Monday right here on Northland Morning. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello, Lisa Johnson.
So
we have... Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Just no. Tell me what's going on, man.
I'm barreling through because there is so much good stuff, as there is every week. And we have a really exciting guest visit. Two artists are coming to Duluth. It's Robert and Shauna Park Harrison, and that's Park with an E. They are photographers that are just, they're stunning, stunning photography work. They have been exhibited worldwide. They're in sort of all the major collections. They're a pretty big deal, and they're doing a full visit. They're coming for 2 days, so they're coming. They're in Duluth now as we speak, and they're doing visits at UMD today. And then tomorrow there'll be three public appearances. So in the morning at 10 a.m. at the Duluth Art Institute, they will do a Q&A, sort of an informal meet and greet in our Duluth Art Institute galleries. In the afternoon at 2 p.m., they'll do the same thing at the Tweed Museum. And then in the evening at, I believe it's 5:30, they'll speak. They'll give a talk on their work and a slide presentation, or a PowerPoint, I guess. People don't use carousels anymore. But they will show their work in digital format tomorrow evening, Tuesday evening. They have just a really unique look to the work. The work speaks to this, I don't want to say dying earth, but there's a little bit of an aspect of, you know, what we're facing with the climate change, what we're facing with, you know, some pretty big issues that our world is facing with the introduction of technology and how we balance that. It's sort of, they're almost elegies to this earth that in some ways is having a lot of struggles, and how do we position ourselves as humans in that process, you know, are we caretakers? Are we the elements of destruction? You know, what is our role in all of this? So their work is, plus it's just haunting. I mean, I think that's the best word for it when you see their work. So I'm really excited that we'll be able to speak with them. And it's always really a good idea. I love this time of year. I always look and make sure that all of the visual culture lecture series that the School of Fine Arts does at UMD, all of those are on my calendar for the year, because they're really amazing opportunities. They always bring in big names from graphic designs, from fine arts, from museum studies. These are people that really are at the heights of their careers, heights of their fields, have really interesting things to say. I've never been disappointed by a visual culture lecture series. They're always free, so it's a perfect way to spend a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday during the week to get some information. So check out all of those, but be sure to check out the Park Harrison one. And then this Thursday at UWS, so across the bridge, the University of Wisconsin Superior is having in their Kruk Gallery an alumni exhibition of two really fabulous artists in our community who I hadn't realized were UWS alumni. Adam McCauley is an abstract painter who does really just fabulous work. His understanding of color, line, shape is always surprising and always really wonderful. And Natalie Salmon and Root. Natalie is a artist who works in encaustic. She's taught at the Art Institute for quite some time. And encaustic is just the best medium. It's so rich. You know, it's these layers of wax and paint, and you almost sort of feel like you can reach your whole body into the work and escape in it. It's really fabulous, and what she does with imagery with that encaustic is really striking. So I think it's an interesting mix of the two, and that opens this Thursday at UWS.
Encaustic is up for, has my vote for word of the day. That's a new one for me. I love learning new words, and that's a new one for me.
Isn't that wonderful? It's spelled with an E, E-N-C-A-U-S-T-I-C, something like that.
Okay.
Encaustic. So, right. Yeah, check out, not only check out the word, check out the work that goes along with it, because You are going to love it, Lisa.
Annie, it sounds wonderful. Thanks so much for joining us as usual, my dear.
Thank you, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our guest host, for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, Monday mornings right here on Northland Morning.